Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 14 with verses 47 through 52. One of the bystanders drew his sword, struck the high priest's servant, and cut off his ear. Jesus said to them in reply, "Have you come out as against a robber, with swords and clubs to seize me? Day after day I was with you, teaching in the temple area, yet you did not arrest me, but that the scriptures may be fulfilled." And they all left him and fled. Now a young man followed him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth about his body. They seized him, but he left the cloth behind and ran off naked. I see Jesus giving us an example of what it takes to become a disciple. Leave everything behind and follow him. The young man wanting that dance with the divine ends up running away, leaving everything behind, and I'm sure he came to the resurrection party and walked with Jesus, finding his dance every time. Once we learn how Jesus wants us to act in the world, then we find the surrender that allows us to see him first in everything we do. This is our practice of living the Word of God in truth, not escaping the troubles of youth, but embracing all things as the way we must prove that we will die for him and for you. Salvation ready by your search of all things divine. Amen. Soon they all would discover this fact that Jesus would die for them and show the power of God by resurrecting, coming alive again after dying on the cross for the sins of the world that can never be undone. One day the world will see our Holy Mother descend from heaven as the Queen of the Universe, instilling in all in an instant conversion the will of God for love, faith, and hope of His mercy and grace. What Jesus does upon His return will bring the world to an instant sight of repentance, and the conversion of every religion will embrace the truth of Christ as His omnipotence, goodwill forever. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece Brittany, who is a mother of four and has brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. Our practice is in chapter 14 today with verses 47 through 52. It's got a four-stanza poem ongoing. It's titled, "Sword-Drawing Bystander, Cut Off an Ear." Sword-drawing bystander, cut off an ear. Servant of priest high, struck out of fear. Replying, "Jesus, me seize with clubs and swords dear." Day after day, area temple teaching, scripture you did hear. Me arrest not then, robber am I, sin? Scripture fulfilled, he'd win. Salvation would soon begin. crowds did flee, hearing what they see, man young followed to be, cloth linen wearing, they'd seize. Running, leaving cloth behind, someone got left holding the dime, boy naked running away in kind, a follower of Jesus, wants to dance with the divine. Amen. I'm Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's November 14th, 2022. I'm recording this morning early at 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, pick some charity that you can get out and do. We have an elderly priest that we go over and clean his home every couple of weeks. Pick somebody close to you. Maybe knock on a door, introduce yourself, and ask the help so you can implore that love of God in all things that we adore. Amen. It's such an easy task to do, to get out and be filled with charity and some people that need your due. Just give them some love from Jesus Christ, from you. Amen. To our good friends John and Marie, we say God bless you as we close today. And oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterings. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.